The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevaya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Let's review a few lines of the Gemara here in Ksubas Lama Dalet Amid Beis, and then we will discuss what there is to learn from them. Amar Rav Papa, Haisa Parag Gnuva Loi V'Tavcha B'Shabbos Chayev, Shekfar Nischayev B'Gneva, Koydim Sheyavi Lidei Eser Shabbos. If somebody stole a cow prior to Shabbos, and then on Shabbos he went and shechted it, the halacha is that he does not have the ptur, the exemption of kum leib d'ravine, which means that if a chi of misa and a monetary obligation is chal on somebody simultaneously, he is potter. Because over here he was already chayiv on the stealing before Shabbos, prior to doing the Isser Shabbos. However, if it's a parashul, let's say somebody borrowed a cow before Shabbos and then he slaughtered it on Shabbos, then he will actually have the ptur of kum leib d'ravine. Because he is shechting it on Shabbos, which is Netilas Neshama, which is a malacha, which is Chayiv Misa, and at the same time he is incurring a Chayiv Mammon to pay for the parah that he slaughtered, and therefore kum leib d'ravine would make him potter from the monetary obligation. So the Gemara asks, what's Rav Papa coming to add? We had basically the same concept higher up on the Amud Beis here. So the Gemara answers, Rav Papa is coming to establish the following, that maybe a borrowed cow is different. Because since Rav Papa himself is of the opinion that since Rav Papa holds that a person is obligated in the, once he did the Meshicha on the cow, once he pulled the cow into his possession, he has to pay for all its food, he has to make sure that it's fed properly, so also he's chayiv in the oinsit. And therefore, the second that he borrowed the cow, he already became obligated in all consequences that, and all circumstances that happen, because he has to pay back the animal or money regardless of whether he was responsible or not. And therefore, I would think that what happened on Shabbos is quite insignificant. Kamashmalan that no, he's still included in the exemption of Kram Levi D'Ravimne. We'll just see quickly one more Gemara here. The Gemara says, Aniyach Lehem Avin Parash Ula. Rava says they can be mishtamash kol yemei she'losa. If their father died and he left them over a borrowed cow which he had originally borrowed, they can use it and they don't have to be chayiv and einsin. However, kisvurin shel avihu v'tavchu v'achlu ha'mishalma d'mei basar v'zul. If they thought that it was their father's cow and that now it's theirs, and then they went and shechted and ate it because they didn't realize that it's not theirs, it's the mashil's, the halacha is that they have to pay the cheap value of meat. They don't have to pay full price, but they're not part there completely. So let's go back to the beginning. What's important for me to discuss right now is as follows. The halacha is that if a guy borrows a cow before Shabbos, and he shechts it on Shabbos, he has a din of kum leib d'ravine. The Imre Moshe, in Siman Lamed Oit Chaf Dalet, establishes a very important yisoid. He says that the din of kum leib d'ravine, that when two chiyuvim are incurred by a person simultaneously as potter, is only when we wanted to be mechayiv in both chiyuvim because of the action that he's doing. But however, suppose somebody was being mechal Shabbos and simultaneously his cow went and was mazik somebody else, or anything like that where it's two completely unrelated actions that are triggering both chiyuvim, that even if it is exact same second and it's both simultaneous to chiyuvim, he still would not be subject to the ptur, the exemption of kum leib d'ravine. Because kum leib d'ravine is only when two obligations are happening because of the same thing. Two separate, completely separate actions which result in a chiyuv mamon from here and a chiyuv misa from there. Like if somebody's killing somebody and at the same time he discussed over there, let's say his eish was mazik somebody else, or someone falls into the pit at the same time that he was being mechuyiv misa for some other reason, Sokta Imre Moshe, he would not have the ptur of kum leib d'ravine. That being said and established, that big yisoy that Imre Moshe says over there in Siman Lamed, he asks the following question. What's the pshat in our Gemara that says that Haisa Parashul Lo V'Tavcha B'Shabbos is potter because of Kam Levi D'Ravine? Why, the shoyel is not chayiv because he slaughtered the animal. The shoyel is chayiv by default because the animal is no longer in existence to return to the owner, and therefore he has to pay for the money, even if the animal would have died on its own. So hence, the chiyuv mamon is not really directly resulting from shechting the animal. It's really coming from the fact that the animal, for whatever reason, is no longer here. So that should be similar, says the Imre Moshe, to the establishment that he said, that if a chiyuv misa and a chiyuv mamon come from different angles, different directions, then they shouldn't have the ptur of kum leib d'ravine. That's the Imre Moshe's question. And he has only one choice but to answer as follows. He says that since kum leib d'ravine shouldn't have applied over here, why does it apply? Because if you hold nishas einsin, the Imre Moshe explains, That means that every single second, the shoyel is incurring a new obligation. I am now a shoyel, and I am now obligated and responsible for whatever happens to this animal. Because otherwise, that would be the opinion of Mishas Pshia. Of Mishas Mashicha, which means that when a person originally takes the shayla, he borrows the cow or whatever object it may be, he right away has responsibilities for everything that happens. So if you say the other shita, which is Mishas Einsen, that means that every second a person is becoming obligated again and again and again every second in the Chiv Einsen. So says the Rei Moshe, if that's the case, so there's going to become Levi Ravine on that obligation. That is a monetary obligation which is happening to him every second. And the second that he went and he was Mechal Shabbos, there's come Levi Ravine on the Chiv Einsen, which is being Chal on him right now. And this is the Chiv that is going to be Mechayev him to pay for the animal. And hence, there's come Levi Ravine. Truth be told, it's very important to point out that really, this fellow is not just the Shayel that's Chayev and Einsen. This fellow that's shechting the animal, I think he's a good old Mazik as well. For example, suppose if Shimon borrows a cow from Reuven, and then Levi goes and shechts it. So of course, besides for Shimon being chayiv, because he was negligent and he allowed Levi to go shecht the animal that doesn't belong to him, belongs to Reuven, however, Levi is also going to be mechayiv l'chayiv because of regular rules of mazik. So without going into all the details about how exactly it would work it out, it's a little bit relevant to what we'll discuss soon, but the point of the matter is that Levi is also mazik, and hence, if Shimon is the shoyel and Shimon himself goes and slaughters it, that doesn't relinquish him from those rights of being a mazik as well. So he's a mazik also besides being a shoyel. And hence I think that if the mazik is mazik and he's mechal Shabbos at the same time, he should have some levi d'ravine on the shechita because of the chiv Shabbos and the chiv mazik at the same time, even according to the yisayit of the Imrei Moshe, because over here he's doing a ma'ase hezek and that has some levi d'ravine. However, the Imrei Moshe's point is still very important because, yes, granted, the Imrei Moshe would agree that there's come Levi Ravine on the Shechita from the angle of the fact that it's a Maita Hezek to the animal that belongs to the Mashal. But the question is, yes, so there'll be come Levi Ravine on the Chiyiv Mazik. But still the Oynis should be Mechuyiv. The Shoyel should still be Chayiv in the Oynis that happened. In other words, at the end of the day, the Shoyel had the animal and now he doesn't have it. So yes, he has come Levi Ravine for the Chiyiv Shabbos and the Chiyiv Mazik. But by default, the animal is not here and that's enough to be Mechayiv. And on such a type of chiv, there's no kam levi ravine, and that is the question of the Imrei Moshe. And therefore he answers that you have to say it must be the only reason why it's chayv and einsen is because every second he's incurring a new chiv. Now it's interesting that he keeps saying that the Gemara is going according to him on the Yomar Mishas einsen, even though our Gemara states very clearly that it's even according to the Man Yomar Mishas Pshia. In fact, that's the whole chiddush of Rav Papa over here, that even though Rav Papa holds Mishas Mashicha, and Rashi explains that the Kim Levi D'Ravmine is not going because of Mishas Einsin, but rather, since even though we hold Mishas Pshia, still, it's called that as if Mishas Tficha, that's when the Gnev is happening, and therefore there's Kim Levi D'Ravmine. Because otherwise, you would have returned the cow, and now you're not returning the cow. So L'Chayra, it's not only on the Man Yomar Mishas Einsen, in fact, it's pretty much being stressed according to the Man Yomar Mishas Pshia. The Imrei Moshe only quotes the Gemara in Bava Kamma, not our Gemara, but it's still a little bit of an issue that has to be ironed out. But what's bothering me even more was that there's a famous yesod in Kam Levi D'Ravine, which is called Tnai Achiv. What does that mean? That means Rabbi Kiva Eger and Tshuva Kuf Samach Dalet, as well as many other Gedali Achreinim discuss, that Kam Levi D'Ravine is not only when one is Mechuyiv Misa at the same time that he does a Maisa that's Mechayiv in Mammon, but even for example, if someone was to pick up a barrel of his friend's wine and pour it L'Avodah Zarah, where the stealing really begins when he picks up the barrel, and the Nisach L'Avodah Zarah, the pouring to Avodah Zarah, which is going to be Mechayiv in Misa, only begins when he spills it to the Avodah Zarah, which is not at the same time, but since Hagbot Zarech Nisach, so Rabbi Kiva Eger says that since picking up the barrel was 100% integral, it was almost like a condition, something that had to happen in order to bring the Chiv Misa about. So having a Chiv Misa at the same time that you have a Tnaya Chiv would also pop you for a moment. For example, even though, let's say, it was 1:05 p.m. when he picked up the barrel and he supposedly was becoming Mechuyiv in the Gzela, and it was 1:08 p.m. when he did the Nisach, or even let's say it was 1:06, he did the Nisach a little bit after the stealing, but since the stealing was a Tanai for the Chiv Misa, therefore, there should be Kam Levi D'Ravine on that, and Rabbi Kiva Eger discusses this. There's really two ways to discuss it. There's a part of Tnai Achiv on the moment and Tnai Achiv on the Misa. But in any event, in our case, everybody would agree that the Oinus is a Tnai Achiv for the moment that he has to pay. So even if you hold Mishas Pshia, what was the Gemara's Havamina? That since Rav Papa says Mishas Pshia, you're Chayiv and Einsin, therefore this shouldn't become Lev Dramine. Why, even if you hold a Mishas, excuse me, Mishas Mashicha, that you're Chayiv and Einsin, even if you hold Mishas Mashicha, you're Chayiv and Einsin, but the Kam Lev Dramine still should apply, because you need to have the Einis to happen in order to have to pay, so why is that called a Tanai Achiv? However, I think the answer is, according to the logic that we passed by just before, that really the oinus itself is not a tnai achiv. You don't need the oinus to happen. It's just, oh, by default, if the oinus happens, then the animal is no longer here. But it's not like the actual action of that which took place to make the animal not available to be returned to the owner is an action that has to happen and which is integral to bring on the chiv moment. Rather, the chiv moment is mishas pshia. Excuse me, again, mishas mashicha. And he has come lebed ravminei because of the chiv moment that he's being chal now. But it's nothing to do with tnai achiv, because tnai achiv means when it might have to happen to make come lebed ravminei. Having established this, I wanted to just mention one more point. Again, this is a very big sugi with a lot to discuss, but I just want to focus on one more little point. And we'll leave it with that. The Rishonim ask a question over here. We know that there's a rule that Gezav Lo Nesiyahu Abaylin, Rotsim Yizeh Goyver, Rotsim Yizeh Goyver. The Rishonim ask a question on the Gemara that we mentioned by Hiniach Lehen Avi and Parah Sheula, and they thought it was their father's. They didn't realize that the cow that their father left them over was borrowed. They thought it was his own private cow. So the Yarshim went, checked it, and ate it. So the Gemara sounds like you're not Mechui of regular Hezek. A regular chiyuvim. You're only chayiv to may baser bezul. So the Rishonim ask a question. We know that there's a rule like gezel, b'ach, avach, l'rotzim izegoy, v'rotzim izegoy. There's a rule in the beginning of the 10th parak in Bava Kama, on Kofi Yidal from the base. That if Reuven has an apple and Shimon steals it, and then Levi comes and eats it, the halacha is that Reuven can collect money for the apple either from Shimon the stealer or from Levi, the one who ate it. So they ask the Rishonim, why over here can't you also collect money for the cow from the children like a regular goslin? And they answer that it's very simple. Because over there, the guy who stole it, when Levi took it from Shimon, he also had intention to steal. However, over here, these guys, these Yisoyim Nevach, they didn't know that it wasn't their father's cow, so they didn't have any intention to steal. This obviously has to do with the big, big question that the Ktzais and Simchavei and many others discussed about a goslin b'shoigig. Apparently, the Rishonim are assuming that a goslin b'shoigig does not have a din of a goslin that should be chayiv and einsin. Without going into the whole discussion about what is the status of a goslin b'shoigig and whether the din of adam mu'ud la'olam, which applies by a mazik, applies by a goslin as well, and therefore it should be chayiv and einsin, just like we say on daf chavav and beis of avakamo, that adam mu'ud la'olam says that a person is chayiv even in einsin when it comes to the din of mazik. So do we say that we know that Gezel is one of the Chafzal and Elvis Nezikin, and Rabbeinu Yonah says that you're overly Sigzal when you are Mazik, so maybe who adin, if you're Gazlan Ba'oinis or B'shoigig, you should be Chayiv? So the Ktzai says no, it's a big discussion in the Rishonim and the Achrayim. However, just one point related to what we discussed before, and of course to our Gemara, is as follows. I saw in the Agos, on the Ktzai Sechayishin and Simcha Fei, that he brings down a rush in Sukkah, that says that if somebody gets an esrog matan al manas lahachzer, which means Reuven gives Shimon an esrog on condition that he'll give it back afterwards, and then lo and behold, after he's mekayim the mitzvah of esrog with it, an oinus happens to the esrog. So the Rosh in Perek Dimel Simon Lavet digs down a machlokes rishonim if that is mevatel the key mitzvah that he had earlier. On the one hand, it was a matan al manas lahachzer and he didn't give it back, but on the other hand, he's an oinus. So the first sheet holds that it's okay, because basically the construction of a matan al manas la'achzer is when you use it, it's 100% yours. Just afterwards, you should give it back to me, quote unquote, if you have it. But if it's an oinus, so you don't have it, you don't have to give it back to me. It's like almost not your obligation. And the Rosh says no. The Rosh says that since it was a matan al manas la'achzer, and later on an oinus happened, so you never gave it back. Dr. Rosh, you're a gazlan l'mafreya, since you only got it on condition to give it back. And eventually an oinus occurred and you didn't give it back, albeit not because of your fault. The halach is you become a gazlan l'mafreya. says the Magi on the Kseis HaChesh in the Tzimuch HaFeh, that we see from here that the Rosh holds that if an Oynis happens, you can become a Goslin. We see that you could become a Goslin even by Oynis. Not only B'Shayim, but even by Oynis. So first of all, this is a Machloikis with our B'Shayim, which we don't like to have. And second of all, he asks over there that there's a contradiction in the Rosh from himself somewhere else that he seems to hold that a Goslin B'Shayim is not a Goslin. So I think the logic that we mentioned earlier relates to this as well. I think that when a person takes something on condition to give it back, and then an Oynis happens, it's not that he's becoming a Goslin Voinus. It's that by default he doesn't have it anymore, and therefore the Matana that he got originally is nullified. So basically, to look at it a little bit amateurly, when he took the Esrig from Reuven, he basically, I guess, knew in his mind that an Oynus might occur, and still he took it knowingly that, listen, I'm taking it as a gift, and if an Oynus will happen, then I won't be able to return it, so then this gift will be nullified and it will be Gzela. So it's not like he's becoming a Goslin by Oynus. He took it knowingly that it's either a Matona, and if Oynus happens, I'll be a Goslin. A regular case of Goslin by Oynus would be where somebody was forced to take something or something like that, not that he did a Maitza of accepting the Esrig or whatever it may be, willingly and knowingly, on the condition that if he gives it back, everything will be great, and if not, he's stealing it now knowingly. So yes, he wasn't thinking about stealing it and so on, but he did take it with that intention, and knowing that in mind, that if an Oynus happens, for example, if Reuben were to give Shimon an object on condition that a certain building would stay standing, and lo and behold, it fell down. So that's not cool that he's becoming a Goslin for Oynus. It just means that he took it knowingly with that condition. So even though it was a really, really far-fetched chance that that would happen, that's not cool that he's becoming a Goslin for Oynus. Just a little bit of a related logic to that we said before about an Oynus, which is only by default why the shoyl can't give it back to the mashal.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.